Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Chav Vav. We left off on Daf Chav Hayam Beis. We are at Amar Rabbi Zeira, about 9 lines before the end of the page. Amar Rabbi Zeira says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi, Hatsorim Ozen Hapar, V'achar Kach Kibol Damo, Puzzle. Let's say a person gives the animal a mum after what seems like after the shechita, before the Kabbalah Sadam. So the animal did not have a mum at the time of the shechita, so it was a perfectly kosher carbon at the time of the shechita, but then he inflicts a mum on the animal prior to being mekabel adam, then he's mekabel adam. The halacha is that it's going to be possible. Shremar v'lokach midam apar, par shoya kvar. We dash from the pasuk. The pasuk says v'lokach midam apar, that you take from the blood of the par, and we dash that it means par shahaya kvar, that it has to be the same par that it was before. So if it's no longer the same par because now it has a mum, so therefore it's going to be invalid. Now the achronim have a chakira, both Reb Chaim and the Stencil and the Briska Rav in his chidushim have the following chakira. This din that if the ozen was nifkam after the shechita, before the kabbalah, that it's pasul. Is this the regular psul of balmum that's noheg in the carbon when the carbon is alive, and it's just the chiddush of our gemara is that we extend the chiddush of this pasuk of lakach midam apar, is that we extend that same psul balmum even la achar shchita, that same psul balmum is still going to mean something even the achar shchita prior to the kabbalah, or maybe no, maybe the psul balmum is not noheg la achar shchita. It's just there's a new din that we darshan from v'lakach midam apar, hapar shayi kvar, that at the time of the Kabbalah Sadam, the par has to be in the same tzura, it has to look the same as it did b'shas shchita, without anything being chaser from it. And if you're tzorim, the elzen will do something like that to the par, then it's not in the same tzura. So therefore, it's a balmum. That's the chakira that the achronim have. And they try to be medayik from the next couple of lines of Gemara, which way the Gemara seems to be implying. And they basically say that the Gemara seems to be going back and forth on this issue. Says the Gemara, Ashkham Kachem Kachem, Kachem Kalaminalan. So I see only from that pasuk of Lakach Midam Apar, since it happens to be talking about a Kachem 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 carbon, it's talking about Param Dov Shal Tzibor, I think. So therefore, we only see by Kachem Kachem that there is such a din, that if the animal develops a mum after the shechita, prior to the kabbalah, that it's going to be a problem. How do I know by kachem kalam also, if the animal develops a mum after the shechita, before the kabbalah, that it's going to be a problem? Amar Rava, so Rava says, Tanya, we have a braisa that darshins the pasuk as follows. Se tamim zachar ben shana, and we darshin shiye tamim u ben shana b'shas shechita. That at the time of the shechita, the animal must be both a tamim and a ben shana. So far, that hasn't taught us anything, right? Obviously, at the time of the shechita, the animal needs to be, and se, this is talking about a Korban Pesach, the se that we're referring to over here is a reference to the Korban Pesach. So obviously, at the time of the shechita, the animal needs to be a tamim. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush of the brisa, or the addition of the brisa, is in the next line. Bekabbalah, beholacha, bezrika minayin. That's true about the shechita, it has to be a tamim. How do I know that kabbalah, holacha, and zrika, that it has to still be a tamim, even when you do all those other avodos? Tamalomar yihiye. Kol aviyosav lo yihu elatam uben shana. That all of the things that you would do, all of the major avodos that you would do with the carbon, have to be while the animal is a tam and while the animal is a ben shana. Bottom line, while the animal is a tam is what we were most interested in. That it can't be a balmum even after the shechita is already over. And you see that this is by kachem kalim, this is by a carbon pesach, and we still have such a din that it can't be a balmum even after the shechita is over. Esve Abaye, so Abaye asked that Rabbi Shor Omer Kolas Vachem Shabbatorah Shinishtari Men Kazayis Basar, O Kazayis Chelev Zorek as Adam. That any carbonos that you have, that let's say for whatever reason you didn't do the Zrika yet, and now all of the Basar or all of the Chelev, it was gone, it disappeared, it got lost, it got destroyed, it's you don't have the Basar and the Chelev of the animal, but you have the Dam. So should you do the Zrika, should you not do the Zrika? So Rabbi Yeshua said, look, if it's all gone, you shouldn't do the zrika. But if, as long as you have kezayis basar or kezayis chaylev, that's enough to allow you to take the dam and do a zrika sadam. So what do you see from there? So Rashi points out, katani miya zorek ve'in l'cha balmum gadol mizeh. Can you imagine a bigger balmum? We talk about it, you nip the ear before you do the zrika, right? That's going to be a problem. If you nip the ear But can you imagine a bigger balmum than the fact that the whole thing is gone, which is lost? So kasha l'rava dam rabbeinu tam b'shasrika. So this is a kasha on Rava. Now keep in mind, we initially Rabbi Zera said is that if you nip the ear before the Kabbalah, that it's a problem. Rava came in with a drasha that taught us not just Kabbalah, but any of the Dalet Avodos, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, any of them. If the animal has a mum by the time it's done, it's going to be a problem. So this kasha is about the zrika. Right over here, we're pointing to doing the zrika when the animal is not intact. This kasha is therefore only a kasha on Rava, not a kasha on Rabbi Zera's initial statement. Rabbi Zera's initial statement was only about the Kabbalah. But be that as it may, it is a major kasha on Rava. So says Gemara, Tirguma Aben Shana. Rava would explain that Rava's drasha, we're misunderstanding, that Kalav Yosef Lo Yuel Tamu Ben Shana really means Kalav Yosef has to be when it's a Ben Shana. That's the primary, that's what the real drasha. If you look at Rashi, Tirguma Ben Shana, Abai Yomile Rava, Tirguma Ben Shana, Lemasi Secha, the Bayu Kalav Yosef B'Shah Shechita, when Rava says that all Rava's teaching that everything has to be there B'Shah Shechita, he doesn't mean that it needs to still be a Tam B'Shah Shechita. No, a Ben Shana, on the other din, that the Karban Pesach at the time of the Shechita needs to be a Ben Shana, that's not only true at the time of the Shechita, that's what Rav is extending beyond the time of the Shechita and saying that the Kabbalah, the Zrika, the Halacha, the Zrika also needs to be when it's a Ben Shana. The Salik Mine Ben Shana Yeh, Kolav Yasu Yeh Ben Shana, Avlim Nichnas B'Shana Shniyah Ben Shechita L'Zrika. But if the animal enters its second year of life, in between, not of life over here, it's of death, it was Shechted ready, but if the animal enters its second year since being born between the Shechit and the Zrika, meaning the animal was shechted on its birthday, so that the show's possible, then it's going to be possible. The show's possible spekachim could parish vazil, because we're going to see that there's a concept called show's possible spekachim, which enables the animal to become a 2 year old in between the Shechit and the Zrika, which we'll explain soon. But you can't learn anything about Tam from Rava's drasha. The Kabbalah b'kachim kalim b'tmimus hol v'gali b'kachim gali. And the idea that Kabbalah has to be b'tmimus, but we're back to our original question then. We prove that you need the Kabbalah sadam while the animal is a Tam, and not while the animal is balmum, but only by kachim. How do we know that it's true by kachim kalim? So Rava had this drasha about the Korban Pesach, but now we're negating that drasha. We're saying that drasha is not really about Tam. That drasha is only about the requirement of Ben Shana. So Rashi says, must be that the Gemara is just assuming that whole of a gully, b'kachim gully, that you don't need a separate drasha for kachim kalim, that if the Torah tells us, why would there be a chiluk between kachim and kachim kalim in this regard, about the doing the other avodos, about doing the Kabbalah, when the animal is a balmum? If it's a problem, just like balmum is a psul and kachim, it's a psul and kachim kalim. So just like it's a psul and kachim up until the Shas Kabbalah, so too it's a psul and kachim kalim up until the Shas Kabbalah. You don't need any fancy drushes to tell you that. But what we just did is we retranslated Rava to be teaching me a din of Ben Shana, that the animal needs to still be a Ben Shana at the time of the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika. Now that implies that it's possible that the animal would have been a Ben Shana at the Shas Shechita and a 2-year-old at the time of the Zrika. So ask the Gemara, Umiika Midi, to Bishash Shechita Ben Shana, Bishash Halach V'Zrika Ben Shtayim. Is that even possible? Can you be a Ben Shana at the time of the Shechita and a Ben Shtayim at the time of the Halacha and the Zrika? So Amar Rava, Zosomeres, Sha'os, Poslos, Pekachim. He says, yes, it's possible. And this is what you see. The din is that Sha'os are Poslos, Pekachim. Sha'os, Poslos, Pekachim, Rashi points out, means two things. First of all, it means that sometimes we determine how many years into something we are by a given date. That the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, the Rosh Hashanah l'ilanos, right? You determine that you call this the fifth year of the king's dynasty, even if it's not exactly 5 years miyom liyom. You just follow how many Rosh Hashanahs passed since that time. So one might have thought that the age of the animal, when we talk about a requirement of Ben Shana, is not about the age Yom Liyom of when the animal's birthday is, that we could care less about when the animal's birthday is. How many Rosh Hashanahs did the animal live through? That's what one might have thought the din is. So, Chiddush number one of Sha'os Poslos B'Kachim is Now we don't count from Rosh Hashanah, we don't count from Tishrei like all the other Rosh Hashanah, we count Meisleis from the time the animal is born. Chiddush number two is that we don't say miyom liyom is enough that you just follow by the birthday like we typically do when we talk about how old we are. So as soon as our birthday comes, we say, okay, now I am whatever X number of years old. We actually go back to what time was the animal born. If the animal was born 10 o'clock in the morning on his birthday, so he doesn't become another year older until 10 o'clock in the morning the following year. So that's how you can have an animal that's a ben shana at the shas shchita, and then at the shas rika, it's already going to be a 2 year old because it happened during that day, right? We're not following the Rosh Hashanahs. We're not following the day as a whole. We're following the exact hours. Now, the Lashon over here of Rashi and of the Rambam is somewhat difficult because the Lashon of Rashi over here and the Lashon of the Rambam seem to imply that this din is a din l'chumra. The idea of Shos, Pesels, Pekachim is a din l'chumra, that we count me'es le'es, and even though the day has already begun, the animal is not yet 2 years old until later on, they make it sound like it's a din l'chumra. If you think about it, though, it's really a kula. Because if the animal is 1 year old, so when should the animal, and we're shechting it on its birthday, so when should the animal become pasul? So if we counted birthdays the way we would have thought to count birthdays, the animal should have been pasul as soon as the day started, because the way we think to count birthdays, it's already 2 years old. So it should have been pasul from the moment the day started. What we're really saying over here is a tremendous kula. Then no, you have until the moment of the day that the animal was born to still consider it a 1 year old. So it could still be a 1 year old animal for X number of more hours before it ages out. So it really is a kula. So that's something I'm going to point out, that it's difficult to understand why Rashi and the Rambam seem to bring this chiddush din by a ben shana as if it's a chumra. In reality, it seems to really be a kula, unless maybe the Gemara's assumption was that that's not how you count birthdays, that you only become the next age the day after your birthday, at the end of your birthday. That may have been the assumption that the Gemara was working with. Okay, so that's what we see, that Sha'os are postal spekachim. Fine. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Lazar. He bifnim v'raglea b'chutz. If, let's say, the animal was inside the azara, but its regel, its leg, was outside of the azara. So what do you do? Chatach v'achar kach shachat k'sheira. If you chop off that leg of the animal so you don't have the psul yotze anymore because that leg of the animal went outside of the azara, and then you shach the animal, that's going to be totally kosher. Now the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, right? Rashi already points out, the Gemara is going to ask, well, doesn't that make it a bal mum when you cut off the leg of the animal? So we'll get to that. But in terms of the psul yotze, you've solved that problem because the dam that was yotze is no longer going to mix in with the rest of the dam of the animal, and therefore it's not going to cause a psul. But if you shech the animal and then you chop off the leg of the animal, then psula, then it's going to be pasul. Why is that going to be pasul? So Rashi on the bottom of Chafayim Beis, Shemishenishchata nifsal dam raglayim biyotzei, because the second you shechted it, the dam that was in the leg became pasul biyotzei. Now the blood flows throughout the animal's body. So that same blood that was in the leg might be coming out through the derech beishchita when you shech the animal. So and therefore it's going to get mixed in with the blood that's in the bowl that you're catching all the blood in, that you're then going to sprinkle on the mizrach. So it's going to pasul all of that blood. So for that very reason, it's going to be pasul. Now all the Rishonim asked the Kasha, Tosas on the top asked the Kasha, wait a second, why should that make a pasul? Didn't you ever hear of Bittel Barov? I mean, the majority of the blood of the animal is certainly not Yotzei, right? We're certainly not outside. So shouldn't that be Bittel Barov? So Tosas gives the Teretz, Tosas writes that over here we don't say Dam Pasul, Einu Bittel Barov, K'nimuch Perachat Roves, D'Gazrin and Gzeira B'Migdash, because we make such a Gzeira, that there was a Gzeira that they made that if any dam tantus, let's say, gets mixed in with dam and nefesh, then we're not going to say batal barov. all of the dam becomes pasul gabe the mizbeach, because gzeira probably atu a case where the majority is problematic, and you're not going to know the difference, and you're going to think that it's okay. So we just made a gzeira. Whenever there's any taroves of pasul dam with kasher dam, we're going to automatically going to pasul it. Now, what requires further analysis is if there's no bittul barov bedam and nizrak, how could any dam be kasher lizrika? By definition, any dam has some shamnunus of the behema, which has a din of basar and is therefore pasul lizrika mixed in it. Right? It's never pure dam. There's always some little fat, some little something mixed into that dam, and the shamnunus of the behema has a din of basar. You can't be zorik basar in the mizbeach. So shouldn't we say by definition it's not going to be batul barov? It should always be pasul. So even if you didn't have a regal that went lachutz, the shamnunus should ruin all the dam and pasul lizrika. So that's the kasha that the Achronim ask. So the Mefarshim, the Taras HaKodesh and Tosefes Kedusha, a bunch of other Svarim and Kachim, they're metarets that since the, what was the reason for the Gzeira? The reason for the Gzeira was you're going to be confused between Rov Dam Kasher versus Rov Dam Pasul. That when Rov of the Dam is Kasher, if we allow that, then you're going to say even when Rov of the Dam is Pasul, you're going to end up doing the Zrika. That's only in cases, they only made that Gzeira for cases where it's likely to become confused. But you're not going to become confused when you take what seems like pure dam straight from the neck of the animal. And of course, by definition, there's a mashuhu of shamnunis in there. You're not going to confuse that for a case where you have a chunk of basar in the kli and you're going to think, no, this is really dam, it's not basar. Meaning this is just the nature of things. It's not something that you don't even think of it as a bittul barov, because you don't even think of the shamnunis in the dam. You just think of the dam. So it's not something that there's ever a concern that someone's going to think that even when it's Rov Shamnunis or Rov Basar, that it's also going to be okay. All right, so anyway, so that's the din we said, that if you cut off the leg of the animal first and then you shecht it, then it's going to be kosher. You shecht it and then you cut off the leg, it's going to be pasul. So says the Gemara, Chatach V'Archach Shachat Kshero, wait a second. If you cut off the leg and then you shecht it, it's going to be kosher? Balmum kamakriv. Aren't you being makriv a balmum? Meaning by definition, you've made it a balmum. So Ela Ema Chatach V'Archach Kibel Kshero. What it means to say is, you shecht the animal, then you cut the leg off, and then you makabel the dam. So as long as you cut the leg off before you makabel the dam, then it's going to be kosher. Kibel V'Archach Chatach Psula. But if you makabel the dam and then you cut off the leg, then you cut off the leg, it's going to be pasul. So the Rashi explains to you, when you cut off the leg between the shechita and the kabbalah, at the time of the shechita, the animal was not a balmum, was a tavim, and since you cut off the leg right after the shechita, the dam that was in the leg is not going to end up in your kli to be zorek the dam, because you cut off the leg by the time you were mekabel the dam. Right? That's the way Rashi understands it. Now asks the Rashash the obvious question. What does it help to cut off the leg after you already did the shechita? Meaning the leg was yotze, right? The leg goes outside of the azara. The blood is flowing through the animal's body. So that blood from the leg is flowing all over the place. You're then going to shecht the animal from the moment you shecht it until the moment that you cut off the leg. The dam has gone all over the body. So the dam that you're going to be mekabel is definitely still going to have some dam of the leg, of psul yotze, in it. And we said that there's no bittul barov, so it should be pasul. So why is it that if you shecht it, then you cut off the leg, then you mekabel the dam, why in the world should that be kasher? So in Biri Adav of Biri, he quotes a couple of terutzim, I'll tell you one of them. He quotes from the Chemdas Daniel. Chemdas Daniel writes that Shekivan Shapsul Ba'ofen Zeh Einu Min HaTorah. He says, think about the problem again over here. The problem is that we're going to confuse Rov Dam Kasher with Rov Dam Pasul. It's all a Psul Midrabanan. So right off the bat, you have to realize what we're dealing with. It's only a Psul Midrabanan, like Tosas explained. Min HaTorah it's Batal Barov. The Chamor Gozer on the Dam Pasul, it should not become Batal B'Dam HaKasher, but they were only Gozer Ba'ofen shapsul nikar b'shas hataroves. There were only gozer when at the moment that it's mixed together, that the pasul and the kasher are mixing together, you recognize the fact that there's a psul and kasher mixing. Kigon in kibel b'shas haregel adayin b'chutz. For instance, you do the Kabbalah Sadam while the regel of the animal is still outside of the Azara. So it's very obvious that the blood is coming from the regel also. The blood is coming from that which is Nifsal B'chutz. But if at the time of the Taroves the Isser is not Nikr, maybe there's less of a concern that you're going to come to make a mistake and be Machshir Dam Pasul. And therefore, if you cut off the leg, even though Enochinami, there's definitely some blood from the leg being mixed in with the rest of the blood that you're catching, but it's not evident. And since it's not evident, it's unlikely that someone will confuse that and ultimately be Zorek, something that's purely Dam Pasul. That's how the Chemdas Daniel. That's how the Chemdas Daniel is Matari, it's that Kasha. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, so we said that if you shech the animal, then you cut off the leg, then you catch the dam, it's kasher, right? So, frak the Gemara, but wait a second, and this is why we brought in this whole conversation. What was our problem with saying you cut off the leg before the Shechita? You can't shech the Balmum! Well, guess what? Rabbi Zera said a chiddush that we started the daf with today, that you can't be mekabel the dam of a balmum either. So what did we solve by saying after the shechita, then you cut off the leg, then you're mekabel the dam? Our din today, our whole din was that you can't be mekabel the dam of a balmum. So why is that okay? It must be that you cut it in a way that doesn't make it a balmum, meaning you don't literally cut the leg off, you cut off the blood supply from the leg to the rest of the body. You cut off all the flesh, but you don't cut the bone, you don't chop the bone. And therefore the animal doesn't become a balmum, which is I guess you have to know about mum and bekadshim, but one would have thought that if you cut off the blood supply, so it's going to become paralyzed, obviously, in that part of the body, one would have thought that that would be considered a balmum. Apparently it's not. That yichote chacha magia la'etzem, it's not going to be a mum. Rashi says, delav mumhu, v'adamu kavalidei chatichum, and also v'lkanis l'fim. Rashi says it's just that the blood is not going to flow anymore. So that blood is not the blood that was trapped in that leg is not going to come. Now, once we're saying that, l'chora, this could even mean before the shechita, right? Once we're saying it's not a mum, so then why cause ourselves problems of shechting it and allowing that blood to circulate through the body? Knock off that blood right where it is, and then shecht it, right? So it could be that this even means once we say this, it even means prior to the shechita. Tzar Bale Chaim, oh, before the Shechita. Yeah, but no, Tzar Bale Chaim is when there's no Toelas. Like, everything is Tzar Bale Chaim. Whatever we get from animals, it's Tzar Bale Chaim, but there's a Toelas, so it's not Tzar Bale Chaim. I mean, that's the way we like to explain it, but I mean, you're killing an animal, so. True, this killing is not Tzar Bale Chaim, but it's only when you cause it Tzar. But whenever there's Toelas for human beings, so that's part of the gedder of Tzar Bale Chaim, if it's being done because of a higher purpose, something that we need it for, so then it wouldn't be included in Tzar Bale Chaim. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. If you makabel the dam and then you cut the leg off, then it's too late. Then it's pasul. What you do see, though, is that blood that's circulating through the body, even though it has not yet come out of the body, is considered dam. Normally, we don't assume that way, right? Normally, let's say you get a cut inside your mouth. Do you have to constantly spit and not swallow any of your saliva because there's blood that's inside of your mouth? No, we assume that only once the blood comes out, it's going to have a din of blood. While it's still inside, it doesn't have a din of dam. Yet over here we're saying that the dam that's circulating through the inside of the animal's body is dam pasul, and it's therefore going to ruin the dam for the zrikas of dam, which is much later on. So says Marno, Dilma Mishub Shamnunis. No, maybe in a chinami, it doesn't have a din of dam. Well, but the Shamnunis has a din of Shamnunis, and that's also circulating. So the Shamnunis that comes out with that dam, that's what we're really worried about. It's not the dam itself, because the dam itself would not really have a din of blood. Fine. Shamina basar kachim kalim shiatzal fnei zrikas dam pasul. So what we do see from here is basar kachim kalim that is yotze chutzla zara before the zrikas dam is going to be pasul, right? Because that's why we knock out. That's why we say we have to cut off the leg. So says Gemara, who says we're talking about Kachim Kalim? It's a chiddush by Kachim Kalim, because Kachim Kalim, you're allowed to eat chutz mechitzasa. You're allowed to eat it in all of Yerushalayim, right? So so to say that there's a psul yotzei on Kachim Kalim before the Zrikas Dam is somewhat of a chiddush. So Gemara says, no, don't move Kachim Kachim. Now, who says it's talking about Kachim Kalim? Maybe it's in fact talking about Kachim Kachim. Tan Rabban, Kachim Kachim, Shkitasim, Besafim, Kibu, Dom, Kli, Shariz, Besafim. Kachim Kachim has to be shechted in the north, and the Kabbalah's Dam also has to be in the Kli, Shariz in the north. Let's say the Kohen is doing the Shechita, or the guy who's doing the Shechita is standing in the south. He reaches his hand over to the north and he shechts the animal in the north. But while his body is in the south, while the guy is in the south, Kibel Kabbalasa Psula. So that would be kosher. But Kibel Kabbalasa Psula, if he's standing in the south when he catches the dam, that's pasul. Hichnas Rosh of Rubo Kilu Nichnas Kulo. If the majority of his body is in the north, that's considered that he's in the north. Rosh of Rubo has a din of your entire body. Pirchsav Yatzal Adaram V'Chazrak Shera. Let's say the animal jumps and goes to the south and then goes back to the north. That's going to be kosher. Kachim Kalim Shechitasim Befnim V'Kibul Dam B'Kli Sharis Befnim. Kachim Kalim has a different din. The Shechita has to be done Befnim in the Azara. There's no din of north. Just has to be din in the Azara. And the Kabbalah Sadam has to be done in the Azara. Amar b'chutz v'ichnis yado l'fnim, if you're standing b'chutz and you put your hand inside of the azar v'shachat and you shach that way, that's fine. So that's an exact parallel so far to kachim kachim in the north. Kibel kabbalas psula, also an exact parallel. If you're makabel while you're standing outside, no, that's no good. Hichnis Rosh of Rubo ki ilu lo nichnas. Here's the difference. If Rosh of Rubo is in the Azara but not your entire body, then it's as if you're not nichnas, that you need kulo. Now this is not a din in kachim kalim versus kachim kachim. This is a din in tzafon versus the Azara. When it comes to tzafon, Rosh of Rubo counts as if you are there, you are in the tzafon. When it comes to the Azara, even being partially outside of the Azara, we have special drasha that we're going to see, even being partially outside of the Azara ruins your makes it as if you're not in the Azara. That's why we have a separate din here. Pirchas aviyatsa l'chutz v'chazra, psula. If it jumps and goes outside and then comes back in, pasul. Shmamina, but bottom line, what do we see? Basr kachim kalim shiyatsa l'fnezri kazdam psulim. But what we do see that is that even by kachim kalim, if it goes out of the Azara before the Zrika Saddam, it's a problem, right? Because otherwise, what are we getting so nervous about going out? So no, if it goes out before the Zrika Saddam, that's going to be puzzle. So says Gemara, no, Dilma ba'aliya v'yoseres ha'kaved v'shtei klayos. Who says we're talking about, when we say that it's puzzle, maybe that's talking about the emurin of the kachim kalim. The thing about the emurin of the kachim kalim is that doesn't get eaten. That doesn't get eaten outside of the Azara. The Emurim of the Kachim Kalim gets burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore Rashi has such a strong terminology. What does Rashi say? Emuri Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kachim Hein. Emurim of Kachim Kalim, they're exactly Kachim Kachim. Of course they're going to have the same thing as Kachim Kachim. They're treated the same as Kachim Kachim. And therefore that's what we're worried about, being Yotzei, Chutz Mechitzasa, being Yotzei outside of the Azara. Fine, new question. What if the animal is inside, but its legs are outside? So what's the din? Meaning, what do you mean what's the din? We just said what the din is. We said how you cut off the leg and you have a whole process of what to do when he bifnim v'ragleh b'chutz. So we're asking, is the l'chadchila, can you do that? Can you go shech this animal l'chadchila, or should you ideally go and bring another animal? So I'm like, siv aviyosim l'ashem, achtei kula l'fnim. No, it's really ideally you need it all to be l'fnim, that the regal shouldn't be allowed to be b'chutz. Tala v'shachat ma'u, what if you hung the animal up so the animal wasn't standing on the ground? They hoisted the animal like they do right for the shechita. So I'm like, sheir, that's going to be kosher. Amalei says, yeah, you think so? Ishtabashta, you're making a mistake. Beaten shchita al yerech v'leka. The animal needs to be standing on its legs when you do the shchita, otherwise forget it, it's no good. Nitla v'shachat mahu. What if the shochet is hanging in the air when he does the shchita? He's not standing on the ground. What's the din then? Amalei psuli said, oh, that's for sure possible then. Amalei ishtabashta, no, you're wrong. Shchita al yerech v'lo shochet al yerech. The shchita is al yerech, not the shochet. Okay, I'll ask you another one, since you're 0-2. Nitla v'kibel mahu. What if the animal is hanging at the time of the Kabbalah Saddam, it's not on the ground. So Amalek Sheri said, oh, that should be kosher. Amalek Shtabashta, no, you're wrong again. 0-3, Ein Derech Sheri's Pekach, that's not the normal way of doing the Avoda, and therefore that's no good. Tala V'kibel Mahu. What if you hang the shochet in the avir of the azara, and he does a kabbalah zam? What's the din? Amalei psuli, he says that's going to be puzzle. Amalei ishtabashta, he says wrong again. Shchit al yarech v'lo kabbalah al yarech. You need the shchit al yarech, not the, sorry. Tala is the animal, right? Shchit al yarech v'lo kabbalah al yarech. Nitla was the shochet. Amravai b'katchi kachim. When it comes to katchi kachim, kulan psulos bar mi nitla v'shachat. That katchi kachim, everything is going to be possible except for the case where the shochet shechts while hanging in the air. But kachikalim kulan ksheros bar min nitla v'kibel. By kachikalim, everything is going to be kosher except for when he does the shochet does the kabbalas adam while he's hanging in the air. Amar Rav Meishna tala v'kibel b'kachikalim d'ksheira d'avir p'nim kifnim dami. Why is it that when the animal is hanging in the air and you do the kabbalas adam, that's okay by kachim kalim? Must be that we consider the avir of the azara to be considered like the azara itself. So b'kachikachim nami avir tzafim k'tzafim dami. So why by kachikachim don't we say the same thing? That if the animal's in the airspace of the tzafon of the azara during the kabbalas adam, then it should be kosher. Because why don't we say just like avir pnim kifnim dami, we should say avir tzafon kitzafon dami, if the airspace counts as if you're in that spot. So just like the airspace of the azara is like the azara, the airspace of the northern part of the azara should be like being in the northern part of the azara. Elam Rava bein b'kachim kachim bein b'kachim kalim ksheros. But so Rava says no, you got to change the din over here. Both by kachim kachim and by kachim kalim, not change the din. I have to explain to you what the din really is. The din we said before is wrong. The din is as follows: both by kachim kachim and by kachim kalim, all the cases are going to be kosher except for bar min tala v'shachat b'kachim kachim, except for when you shech the animal hanging in the air by kachim kachim. Nitla v'kibel bein b'kachim kalim bein b'kachim kachim bein b'kachim kalim. Or if the shochet is hanging in the air and he's mekabel the dam by either case, by kachim kachim or kachim kalim. Boy min Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, hu b'tefilin v'tzitziso b'chutz mahu. What if he's inside, but his hair is flowing outside? Then what's the din? Is that considered that he's in, or is that considered that he's out? Samlei lav amrit vavium lashem ach tovu kulo lefnim. Didn't we say vavium lashem that everything needs to be inside? Hachnami bevoim alol moed ach yavu kulo alol moed. So here also it says bevoim alol moed. That implies that you need kulo alol moed, meaning all of the, just like by the animal we said that it can't be even partially outside. So it says vahayu al aron val banav bevoam alol moed. So it says that aron ubanav have to be boam. That implies that Aaron and Banav need to be entirely in the Ol Moed. Svasemis asks, how could we be poshet this shaila from the Avium LaHashem that you need kula b'fnim? That drasha was said about the animal that's b'fnim in raglei b'chutz that it's possible, and but that drasha is about the regel. The regel is part of the goof itself. Over here we're talking about the hair. Isn't the whole shaila that the hair is different? That the hair isn't considered part of the person? So the Or Sameach explains that the shorish of the suffix over here is, even though ragla b'chutz it's going to be possible, like we said before, by Adam, if hichnas rosh of rubo it's ki'ilu lo nichnas, right? We said any part of the Adam being rove in the azara is not considered being in the azara. Still, it could be that that's only when it's regel, where it's a part of the person that if you were to remove from the person or remove from the animal, it would become a balmum, right? It would be a real problem. But when the hair is outside, so if that hair weren't there, so it would still be the same animal, still be the same person, right? If the hair of the person is outside, cutting a haircut doesn't ruin the person. So the Sfasama says what the Shorish of the Shaila is like this. Those parts that are outside, do we just view them as if they're not there? And therefore, if it's a leg that's outside, that's a problem, because then you have a balmum on your hands. So, but if it's hair that's outside, no problem, because view the person as if they have short hair. Or do we say, no, those parts that are outside, we don't view them as if they're not there. The fact that they're still attached to the body and they're outside, that itself creates a problem. That's the shorish of the suffix over here. That's what the Sfasemes points out. But the Gemara anyway thinks that that it is a problem. The Gemara's answer is that it is a problem. Okay, new Mishnah. Nasal gavei akevesh. Let's say you take the dam and you put it on the ramp in the wrong spot. Or shelo keneged hayisod. You put it on the mizbeach, but shelo keneged hayisod. So you put it in the wrong spot on the mizbeach. Nasal nasal nitan on the mat of the mal. Aleph Asintan Lamal Lamata, take blood that was supposed to be put below the Chuta Sikra and you put it above, or that was supposed to be put above, you put it below, Vasintan Bifnim Bechutz, Vasintan Bechutz Bifnim, fine, you mess up in the Nesinas Dam. You take that which was supposed to be inside, put it outside, etc. Puzzle, Vein Bokaris. In all these cases, it's puzzle, but eating such a carbon is not going to be Chayiv Karis. It's not going to be Chayiv Karis for eating such a carbon. Fine. Says Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Psul Basar, Avul Bailim Nischapru. When we say Pasul, it means the Basar is Pasul. But the carbon still works. There's still a Kapara for the Bailim. My time, well, why is there still a Kapara for the Bailim? Domakra, Vanina Satav Lachem, Alamizbech Lichaper. The pasuk when it talks about kapara does not seem to discriminate between how it got to the mizbeach or what, you know, in what form it got to the mizbeach. Point is, it got on the mizbeach. Mm-hmm. Once it got to the mizbeach, blood getting to the mizbeach is all you need for kapara. So it got there all wrong. It was in the wrong part. Doesn't matter. It's on the mizbeach. That's all you need for kapara. Now there are details of how it's supposed to go. That's in terms of the kashrus of the basar of that animal. So in fact, the yahachi basar nami. Well, maybe that pasuk is about the basar also. No, I'm going to call the chaper. Pasuk says the chaper, the kapar nesativ lo v'davar acher, that the mizbeach, just being by the mizbeach, is good enough only when you're talking about kapara. Being by the mizbeach is not good enough when you're talking about davar acher, when you're talking about anything else, when you're talking about the basar. It's only good enough when you're talking about when you're talking about kapara itself. So says the Gemara, Alma kasavra shalobim kamo kimakamo dami. That implies that we hold that putting it in the wrong spot is the same as putting it in the right spot, at least in regards to kapara, right? That's what we say, that shalobim kamo is kimakamo dami. Says the Gemara, tanan bi idach pirkin, yet we learn in another parak, nasnamala kevesh shalokinagare sod, if you put it on the ramp or shalokinagare sod, or anitan asintan on the mat of the mala, vasintan the mala mata. So we learn now it's the same case as our Mishnah. The blood was put totally in the wrong spot. So according to what we just said, don't worry, you got your kapara, it's fine, right? It's just like the bus is going to be puzzle. So this Mishnah goes on to say and says, im yesh dam hanefesh, yachsar kosher v'yikabel, that if there's still dam hanefesh left in the animal, do a new kapalas hadam and go and be zorik again, do it over again because you messed up. So visal kadaych shalobim kamo kimakamo lamli yaksar kashvi kabel. Now, if you hold that shalobim kamo kimakamo, meaning you already achieved your kapara, well, then what's the point of going kasher, going back and doing the kabbalah again to do it the right way? You already got your kapara, meaning the bus is puzzle anyway, so you're not going to help that. And the kapara is already achieved. So what are you going ahead and doing this? V'chitei melati basa b'achila. If you're going to say that it's going to be mata the basa b'achila, miyika zrika delom chaperes v'sharia basa b'achila. Is there such a thing as a Zrikas Adam? This, it can't be that the second Zrika is going to be Matir the Basar Ba'achila. Because Zrika is only Matir the Basar Ba'achila when it's Mechaper. At a minimum, it has to be Mechaper. Over here, the first Zrika was Mechaper, and was that Matir the Basar Ba'achila? Because it was done all wrong. The second Zrika, you want it to be Matir the Basar Ba'achila, it's not being Mechaper, because you already achieved your Kapara with the first Rika. So it's not going to help you. So, Idi Avi Kasher Achinami. Hachmaiskin, Idi Avi Pasel. So, says, well, look, had a Kasher done the first Rika, then Ein Achinami, you'd be 100% right. But if we were talking about that, it was Yavi Pasel. That's why you need another guy to do it. That's why you didn't get a Kapara the first time. In this mission that we're quoting, there was no Kapara the first time, because it was a person who was Pasel that was actually doing the Rika. So, Hashem says, what do you mean? Lamali Yachsar Kasher Yikabal. Why do you have to go back and do it again? It could be, Svasema says, what about the mitzvah zrikas sadam? Wouldn't you? Isn't that enough to want to do it again? Okay, you're right. Kapara, it's not achieving. Not everything is goal oriented. Not everything's to achieve kapara, to achieve actual the basar. No, it's just there's a mitzvah zrikas sadam. You want to make sure you do it right. So isn't that enough of a reason to go and do it again? So Sama said, yeah. If there was blood left in the bowl, that would be enough of a reason to do the zrika a second time properly with the blood that was left in the bowl. But to go back to the animal, squeeze out more blood from the animal, that makes it sound like there's something much worse going on here than just the fact that you didn't do the mitzvah zrika. To go to that extent makes it sound like there's something much more than just having failed to do the mitzvah zrika. Makes it sound like there was some sort of psul. So says Gemara, wait a second. V'lahavi dichoy t'tnan v'kulin shekibul chutz zman v'chutz l'mkamo im yesh tam ha'nefesh yachzar ha'kashav yikabel. kiblo in zarkulo. So my time lav mishum David dichoy. So shouldn't it automatically already be puzzled because it's because of dichoy that it's already nidche from being able to use? So he says lo mishum de puzzle b'machshava. No, because it became puzzle b'machshava. So therefore, it's not a problem of dichoy. Meaning, so once we say shalobim kamos kimakamodami, as long as it's by the mizbeach, right? That putting it on the wrong part of the mizbeach also achieves kapara. So when the puzzle put it on the mizbeach, so that was a zrika psula, and it was as if it was a puzzle putting it in makomo. So shouldn't all the blood automatically therefore be disqualified? So Gemara says no, because it was too puzzle to be a problem. It was too puzzle for it to be considered a real zrikas dam that therefore was docha all the rest of the dam. So frak the Gemara yachi kabbalah nami. Then we say the same thing about the kabbalah, right? If that's the case, that the kabbalah also should not be nidcha. It was a psul machshava. Va'on mi pasul machshava. Also, does machshava pasul? Va'amrava ein machshava mel sel b'misha roi lavoda b'dover roi lavoda b'makom roi lavoda. I thought bad machshava only affects when everything else is, when all systems are a go and everything else is good. But when you're already dealing with a puzzle anyway, is a bad machshava really going to mean anything? So lo tema zarkulo, ele ema shachtulo. So don't say zarkulo, rather you should say shachtulo. That don't say that if they were zorik the dam, that's meaning that was the diuk we made before, that kiblu in zarkulo, the yachzar akasha v'yikabel, right, kiblu in zarkulo, don't make that diuk, but say kiblu in shachtulo. My kamashwan, the pasal machshava, what's the chiddush? The machshava pasals? Tanina, the fichachim pasal machshava. We already have a mishnah that tells us machshava pasals. Ha kamashwan, no, this is the chiddush. The mikabala ve'elech lo pasal machshava. That from the time of Kabbalah and on, machshava doesn't pasal. My time. Why is that true? Kidurava, because Rava holds that Makshava only works for that which is Roi Lavoda. So Mikabal of Eilech, Makshava is not going to pass it anymore. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.